Hello there, my name is Rory Fulton.
Hi, Gordon.
And our topics can vary from anything, basically anything. So, I think it's important to mention the wheel sim, right? Because he's very depressed right now. Right, Gordon? Okay. The wheel's name is Version Bad Biff Model 2, the worst version. Because he's worse, but he's also better. So we're trying to cheer him up a little bit. And our game wheel. Of course, our game wheel. Version Bad Biff Model 1, the good version. So want to spin the game wheel, Kaden? Alright, we have guests today.
Thomas, Max,
and those are our guests. Our only two guests. Now then, let's spin the game wheel, Kaden. I'll do the first question, and you can do the second. Landed on food. Okay, Thomas, this question will be for you. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, unless you turn it.
Correct.
Sorry.
You get 100 points, Kaden. Want to spin the wheel? Want to do the honors in spinning the wheel? Put it on the dot and flick it. What is it? Okay. Ask your topic for Max or Thomas. Either one's good.
What is the most expensive food?
I don't quite know what the most expensive food is.
If you get this right, Max, it's worth 200 points.
Wait.
Both of you can jump in. It'll be worth 200 points for both of you.
Calamari?
I don't even know the answer.
Well, I know steak's really expensive.
I think it's calamari because it's just straight up fish eggs.
Yeah.
Well, you would be...
I know most of these probably really expensive too.
Yes. 300 points for both of you.
Timmy's
now
got 400.
Then, let's get on to the main wheel. And remember, guys, our main wheel's depressed, so just say how good he is, okay?
All right.
Hit flip.
I could have sworn you just had it ready.
Oh, sit down the chair.
Okay. Wait, no, don't stop it. Okay. We may have had a little technical difficulties, as we call it. But it's all good now. All fine. Right, Kaden?
Yeah.
You're supposed to say yes,
yeah.
Not just shake your head, okay? They can't see you. Remember that. Okay, Kaden. Now then, Wheel, you are a good boy. And our first topic will be Among Us.
Alright.
What do you have to say about that topic?
Well, like, a lot of the lobbies, like, when you play them, and you say, like, this person faked the swipe, and you actually give them evidence, and they say no, or don't even say anything, they vote you out, and when they're wrong, they don't do anything to accuse the person you just accused.
So, how does that make you feel?
Maddie, disappointed.
What do you like doing when you play Among Us?
What?
What do you like doing when you play Among Us?
Just playing Among Us.
I like to be like the killer, the imposter.
It's so hard trying to get imposter though.
Yeah, but there's a special trick if you change your name to an invisible space or.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It will usually always give you imposter. Mm-hmm. I found that certain colors help aid you in to being an imposter, like yellow.
Really?
Yeah. And purple.
Red, they always think sus.
No, red kind of gets it, but yellow, purple, yellow, purple, blue, and then red.
Yeah.
Light blue, blue, and then red.
Why not black?
Because that's racist, Max. You know how we are here. That's racist. And then, yeah, what I like doing mostly in lobbies is, well, just when I get crewmate, I like to pretend to be the imposter.
You're like the
and
second
chasing
imposter.
People. Yeah. And then one time I walked into a room as crewmate, found four bodies on the floor. I just sat on them.
Remember when we used to play
two
here,
people,
Brody would just name his character Red Sus.
And I'm red always.
And he's always red. And normally he was an imposter, but we always thought he was.
And then, also, two people walked in the room, then they just walked out as soon as they saw me sitting on all four bodies. But my favorite was when I was in Boston. It was on airship, and
I like airship.
There was some people doing a task. I killed them. And then I just sit on their bodies.
Yeah, I do that too.
And but then someone reports all the bodies, and they don't put me out. Yeah. That was my favorite part of Among Us.
But like, Among Us was a huge thing, but now it's not like
it's kind of dying.
Yeah,
because all the new updates, and you have to have a certain name, but you can't make your own name anymore unless you have like a certain thing.
Yeah.
I still have my old name, but I don't have to have a certain name anymore. Because my name is King on there now. My name is King. I really love that name. And usually, and it also came with a free hat, the crown. So that's why I picked the name.
Oh, nice.
How about you, Kaden?
Mine is just Elon Musk.
Huh?
Mine is just Elon Musk.
What?
My username is just Elon Musk.
Huh, nice. Neat. Have you ever found someone with the same name?
Yes.
Was he an imposter or no?
No.
So, anyways, want to spin the wheel again?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Kaden? My co-host, or want to be promoted to host. Because we're both co-hosts, and these are our guests. Together we form a host. Right, Kaden? Okay, let's hope we don't. Ooh, Disney. I have a lot to say about Disney. Especially its promotions. Promotional material.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Oh, my favorite Disney movie. That's a tough one.
They make
Lion King.
Yeah. Which one, the real life or the animated?
The animated. Yeah. Every animated movie is better than the
real life. Yeah.
Live action. Especially Mulan. She's not supposed to be someone that's Wonder Woman strength and can do a triple backflip that catches chicken.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be a normal girl that got trained.
Yeah. To be a warrior.
Yeah. And then the plot of that movie was just stupid.
Yeah. I don't like how they didn't add the dragon. The little dragon.
Yeah, because they said that was racist.
Yeah.
You can't see it, but I'm putting it in air quotes.
Yeah.
Also, the cricket. The cricket was good.
You know what they need to do? Marvel? I think Marvel bought out like 70% of Spider-Man. I think Sony still owns like a little bit of it.
Yeah, Sony still has game rights and movie rights. Mm. They can still make movies and games.
Yeah, Marvel should just buy it out so like all the Spider-Man movies could go on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to watch all of them, but I couldn't because I only have Disney Plus. And then none of them. I think the only ones that are on there are the cartoon ones. And I don't like those.
Not sure. Do you like any of the cartoon Spider-Mans?
Not really.
Do you like any of the cartoon versions of the characters?
No, not really. Because they're more like old-fashioned kind of type shows.
My favorite cartoon version is the X-Men show on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
That one with all the characters. It doesn't have that good of characters. Like, Iceman is supposed to be a really good character. He's supposed to be one of the main X-Men. He's not. There's a guy named Spike. It's better than him.
Yeah.
Supposedly. All I can do is throw spikes. Iceman can freeze a whole continent. But sure, he's better than him.
Yeah.
And Quicksilver. Ooh boy, Quicksilver.
I'm just wondering if they're going to add the new Spider-Man movie that's going to come out on Disney.
Oh, No Way Home?
Yeah.
But I want to talk about a certain topic called plagiarism. Or copyrights.
Yeah.
Apparently, Finding Nemo is
copyrighted.
No, apparently Finding Nemo was not an original Disney movie.
Really?
Yeah, they made a book that was made in France.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I think Nemo in French it doesn't have a meaning. It's just nothing.
And in this French book, it's not the child that gets captured, it's the mom.
Really?
Hmm? The dad went to go save the children and died to the shark.
Well, that sucks.
Not the mom, which doesn't make sense because the mom has to protect the children. The mom is the dominant species.
Yeah,
but
just because the fish don't have a gender. The mom is usually the dominant species because it's older, more experienced.
You know clownfish can switch between genders if their mate dies?
Yep.
To keep three.
And that's why they never make a Nemo 3. Because Marvin, the dad, is already switching to be a girl.
Mm-hmm.
You see that through the movies. He's protecting Nemo more and more.
And when Dory comes around, Dory's like the actual man of the group. She's up for anything, and then Marlin's scared to go do anything.
No, that'll be the girl of the group.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a man because they don't have genders.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're just clowns. Anyways, in that book, outside of the opening, there wasn't that much to really base the copyright off, so Disney got away unscathed.
There was a theory going around that, because barracuda don't eat clownfish eggs. So there was a theory going around that the mom just went psycho and started eating children.
Wow.
And just left Nemo. Because barracudas don't eat clownfish.
How about you, Caden? Want to try any Disney movies?
Oh, I have, but I don't necessarily remember anything.
Not trying to Disney shows?
I didn't watch Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, Canvas Against the Universe was a good one, too.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So, what's been again? Hopefully. It's been again. Marvel versus DC.
Alright.
Now, what's your favorite Marvel character, Caden? Or DC character? Favorite superhero?
I don't necessarily have one.
Do you have top 5?
What?
Do you have top 5 favorite superheroes? Who's a character you like?
Anybody.
Do you know about Doctor Doom?
Yes.
Of Fantastic Four?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do you like the Fantastic Four? As a group?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite in the group?
I've only watched one movie. I don't remember any names.
But I thought you didn't watch any movies. more and more evidence is stacking up on that evidence pile, Caden. So how did you watch that movie?
I watch it, but I don't watch it.
So your eyes have seen it.
I just even on and look at it for like 20 seconds and go away.
I think the four characters are Human Torch, stretchy guy's name,
Mr. Fantastic, the Thing, and
the Thing and Invisible Song.
Girl.
Yeah, Invisible.
Supposedly, Doctor Doom is supposed to be the strongest Marvel character.
Yeah.
Besides any of the god people. You know that one floating head?
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that head got chopped off. That was a really good person. Yeah, that was a really good person.
Really?
In the Marvel Universe, he's super strong. His head got chopped off, and now people are using it to park their cars.
Wow.
Right, Caden? So.
What's your favorite DC character?
Ooh, that's Flash.
Yeah.
He's just so powerful. Overpowered.
Yeah. What about Marvel?
Deadpool or Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You like Deadpool, Caden?
Yeah.
Yes. Have you seen both of the movies?
Yeah, they're both super good. They're making a third one, but...
Of Deadpool?
Yeah.
Yeah, the second one was a little confusing.
The second one was good just because they had,
Cable in it? Instead of some random guy
that
no one cares about?
And what is the giant guy?
Oh, that's Juggernaut.
Yeah, Juggernaut.
Yeah.
My favorite part of that was when he punched the ground in the truck.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The freeway just cracks.
Yeah, Juggernaut's supposed to be unstoppable once he starts moving.
Brody, do you think Ryan Reynolds makes a good Deadpool, or do you think there could be a better person out there?
I don't think there could be a better person for Deadpool.
Ryan Reynolds fits the character.
Yes.
Just cause
but that's a new character. He could also really, really fit the old character better than he could fit the new character of Deadpool.
Just like in Free Guy, he made good character.
Yeah.
He was in Green Lantern.
Oh, Green Lantern. They make fun of that movie so much.
In Deadpool.
It's really not that bad.
Yeah, it's not.
Right, Caden? Do you like Green Lantern?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Do you like the character of Green Lantern?
Yeah.
They make fun of Green.
What do you like about him? Do you like his villains, like Sinestro? Who do you think would win if all his villains fought him?
I never really watched it. Or heard of it. But I have heard of it, but I never read it or watched it.
Well, anyways. Who do you think would win if DC and Marvel fought?
I think it'd probably be equal.
Yeah.
But
in the movie universe, probably a little equal. But,
in the comic universe.
Comic DC wins a lot.
Yeah.
In the they actually both wrote a comic. And it was even, but Batman won it for them.
Yeah.
For DC.
Yeah. Batman just sits back, basically, and just watches.
Aquaman had the
most
best
of the time.
Fight with Neymar. A no-name character, basically. He's the equivalent of Aquaman.
Yeah.
He's the only one that killed in that book.
Oh.
It's like Aquaman. I don't know.
And the main villains were the DC and Marvel universe. The interpretation of them were two action figures that you would find at a dollar store.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. That's what they looked like. It was a blue and red action figure that you would find at a dollar store.
Oh, wow.
And it was made in the 90s, so they have the most 90-ish character.
Yeah.
It was like a mixture of Back to the Future. Everyone in the future of Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my. And just random action figures. That was the whole book. And the main character's name, the main person that brought them to the action figures, was Axel Access. That's the most 90th name ever, right, Kaden?
Yes.
It's kind of funny.
How then, Wheel? How are you feeling about that? Good thoughts, Will. Good thoughts. Let's spin it again. You know what? Yeah, we got dogs. Solely didn't cheat on that. We got dogs. Yeah. Let's dogs. Go.
Dogs. Most dogs like loyal to their owners.
Yeah.
It depends on how you train them, too.
Yeah.
I want to talk about Corgi.
The Corgis.
The Corgis are so cute, right, Kaden? Ever see a corgi?
No.
Isn't it
like short and stubby?
Yeah
they're and they mainly
have a really small tail.
They're mainly inbreeded dogs. So they inbreed the corgis to create a corgi.
Pretty much, yeah.
And that's how they got so small.
Yeah.
You know, the wolf was the first animal to partner with humans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it? I think it was back in. The Vikings?
I think it was in the caveman age, somewhere in there.
Somewhere
past the, what's that? What's the very first caveman people?
I don't know.
Past, it's near the future where they're more advanced.
Stone age?
Medieval?
Yeah, kind of near the stone age.
Oh,
I know what he's talking about, but I don't know the name.
Yeah. But anyways.
Iron Age or something?
No. But anyways, corgis are so cute.
They really are.
Just the way they walk and stuff.
Yeah, there's actually a movie about it, and
my corgi.
Yeah. No, I'm not gonna talk about that. The corgi design is so cute. But they nailed everything in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
They also had another one, which was named Trouble.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's about a corgi. It looks like a corgi, but had Snoop as a dog.
Yeah.
So he's Snoop Dogg.
Now that's awesome.
Wasn't it on, like, Netflix?
Yeah. I really want to watch the Queen's Corgi. I know everything that happens, but I really want to watch everything just play out and the rapid craziness just unfold. The stupidity of that movie. I love it, though.
Yeah.
Well, what's your guys' favorite breed of dogs?
My favorite breed would have to be... the Staffordshire Terrier.
Kaden, what's your favorite dog?
I don't have a favorite again.
Thomas?
What dog do you own?
A poodle.
A poodle?
Yeah.
So is that your favorite?
Yeah.
Have you ever owned another dog?
Yeah.
Thomas, you?
Oh, my favorite dog breed is just Rottweiler.
I'd have to say mine is probably like the Labs.
Labrador, yeah.
Like the gray Labs, the black Labs, the
chocolate,
yeah.
They look cute and cool and cute and cool.
The only thing about my Lab that I have is she just licks too much.
All dogs do that.
Yeah. The reason I like the Staffordshire Terrier so much is because they're loyal, first off, they're cute, second off, and then they're fierce.
Yes.
They can take down a wolf.
Yeah. Did you know there's some dogs, actually, like, if you have, like, a really bad, like, wound right here, they lick it because they clean it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that actually doesn't work.
I know, but...
It doesn't have... The dog's mouth doesn't have healing powers except on its own body because...
Yeah.
Everything you eat... Everything in my mouth has... My mouth has so much germs. Everyone's mouth has so much germs. We are used to those germs so they don't affect us, but a dog has germs that we don't have, so it affects us and makes us sick.
Yeah, like when dogs.
But if we have the same germs, similar germs, it might heal you.
Yeah, but like when dogs eat their own, you know, poop or whatever, we don't do that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah, my dog eats poop all the time when she has a baby.
Yeah. My dogs still do it.
I remember this one time when we left the door open because it was hot, and she ran outside, grabbed a piece of poop, her own poop, ran back in, and just started eating it.
Yeah, I looked up the door one time, my dog had it in her mouth, she ate it, came back inside, and I was just got out of the shower, and she licked me. So I just went back in the shower and just...
Oh, funny. Good story, Max. Have any poop-eating dog stories, Caden? Your dog never done that?
No.
Huh. Now then, we're gonna play one more game of Spin That Wheel.
Alright.
This will be a question. Let's see if you can get it. Ooh, Disney for 200. What Disney character is a lion?
Mufasa.
With black hair.
Scar?
Correct.
For Alex, she can play today. Does she have 500
points.
All her other stuff here, right?
Games for 100.
Games, alright.
And then, Caden.
She should have everything here.
What game can you take control of anything with a cap or a hat?
Super Mario Odyssey.
Correct. And our last one today, folks. This will wrap it all up. Let's see who can get this question right. DC versus Marvel. In this fight, a character had to go save a family from crashing into a car because they were fighting. Which two Marvel characters fought? Marvel and DC characters fought.
I want to say either like, I don't know, maybe Superman or Flash. One of them that had to fight one of the DC.
Okay. You got one correct. I'm not going to tell you which one you got correct. So who would be a good matchup?
I believe it would be like Superman.
Okay.
It's DC and Marvel.
Yeah, it has to be DC and Marvel.
Yeah, I know. But the one.
So,
which one is correct?
It had to be Flash?
Probably Flash.
Versus which Marvel character with a super speed?
That yellow dude.
That's Kid Flash. But.
No, that's Reverse Flash.
Oh, yeah, Reverse. Yeah.
Or Zoom. There's so many characters
I
with the same
so
costume.
Speed character. Professor X in his wheelchair.
I'll give you one hint. It's from X-Men.
Is it Quicksilver?
Okay. Correct.
No,
and that is all, folks.